I read a couple of days ago, read the title of an article written by the former public protector, Tuli Madonsela, on News 24, Amnesty for State Capture. And I went, ooh, no. No, 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 no. It's something that I instinctively balk at. And we chat now to Robert Applebaum, who is a partner at Weber Wenzel and with three legal colleagues has compiled a report to advise on this issue. Robert, a very, very good afternoon. Thank you for your time. I suspect that many people will be in my position and will have an instinctive aversion to the idea of amnesty for the people who put our country into so much terrible trouble. What is the case to be made for it?
Well, John, to start, we first raised this 2 years ago at the Daily Maverick conference in Cape Town, just before COVID. And we got some support, and we had a fair amount of people having the same view as yours. And to a large extent, that was wrapped up with we want to see people in orange uniforms with cheetah paws. Okay. Well, the truth is we are 2 years past, and I don't see any cheetah paws, and I don't see any orange uniforms. I do see lots of Stalingrad tactics. And I think all we did is after Tuli Madonsela, who was one of the few who did support us at the time, I just thought it was, or we thought it was time to reignite this because we've seen, I mean, you know, one looks at whether it's the Guptas or any of the others referred to in the Zondo Commission. We're talking litigation that, I mean, I just hope takes place in any of our lifetime. So it really is a mature methodology that has worked extremely well in South Africa previously. There's history in South Africa. There's history elsewhere in the world. So that's really what it comes down to. And just as an aside, I had a phone call this morning from James Cross, who was the deputy governor of the Reserve Bank under Pravin Gordhan, who was responsible for implementing the tax and the exchange control amnesties. And he said they worked brilliantly. And he was putting his hand up only not, he said, if you need any assistance or guidance, and I'm not suggesting we get involved in that, he they worked. South Africans did what they were supposed to do at the time. So it's nothing more than something we've done previously. And there aren't any other solutions. I mean, if we wish to be tiny NPA fighting with very expensive hordes of advocates across the world, well, then good luck to us, but it's just practical. I would love them all to wear orange overalls.
Talking about practicalities then, Robert, in terms of the practicalities, does one have sort of grades of state capture offenders? So low level at stage one, and then the Matsele Kokos and people like that are level four. And do you offer to all of them? Do you offer it to some? How would it work in practice?
John, if it's got to be constitutional, you can't do some or all. It's got to be all. So, and we don't usurp the role of Parliament. So, I mean, the simple issues would be one would have to come and disclose all to someone you trust. So, you would need something for that. Then disgorge some or all of your proceeds. So, let's assume it's going to be percentages because we can't take away money that's been spent ridiculously, disclose everything that you have done, with whom you've done it. All of that goes off to the prosecution services. If you've later proven to not have disgorged or told the truth, then full prosecution. So it's for all. Coco and the Guptas and the low-level guys and the policemen in Johannesburg hustling you for small change is all the same. It's called corruption.
You see, I mean, my problem with it is that the tax and foreign exchange amnesty worked because people were scared, because SARS was effective. It worked. It had the ability and the will to track down the defaulters. So you were faced with this decision, dilemma. What's the percentage chance that I can get away with it? Not terribly high. So let me come forward and disclose. I think at the moment, I mean, even though there is no doubt that the NPA is more efficient than it was under Sean Abrams and predecessors. It's still a long way from being efficient. It's still a long way from having the skills to do the prosecution, to put people into the orange overalls. So in the current circumstances, I can see a lot of the state capturers. I mean, Lucky Montana was saying yesterday that he's going to take the Zondo Commission report on review and laying charges against DC, against Chief Justice Zondo and all of these things. And those people, I think, I don't know what you think, Robert, will have a different calculus. They'll go, there's no way I'm going to be caught. And if I am, I have enough money to Stalingrad my way, you know, until I slip into a coffin and get out of it that way.
So, John, let's look at the original tax and exchange control amnesties and look what transpired. I mean, I think Pravin Gordhan and his methodology was brilliant. They went and arrested major names, including Ivan Khoza, the owner of Pirates. So maybe Coco or maybe one of them think they can play this. When they arrested, and you don't go arrest hundreds because we don't have the prosecution services to do it. We go identify those high-profile people. I mean, right now, does anyone honestly believe that if someone approached the Guptas for them not to be extradited and you know, if there's an incentive for them to actually pay, disgorge, and stay out of jail, you don't think they would try it?
I think they believe Mike Ellens and whoever is acting with him in Dubai is going to smash the state's case and that the UAE authorities are going to kill the Interpol red notice and let them free. I think that is their calculus at the moment.
Well, maybe it is, but maybe it's the wrong case they chose. Maybe the Derry case, and I don't know enough of the facts, but maybe that was the right case or the wrong case. But I mean, the state will not, assuming it is the wrong case, they're going to be coming back. So, under Pravin Gordhan, what they did is they chose the right people. And they had a go, but look at what happened in Hong Kong in the 1970s, which was then considered the single most corrupt city-state or state in the world with the police. It was the police that they went after. So they went and chose a couple of the high-profile guys, locked them up, and suddenly it became in everyone's best interest for them to go and confess and get off. And they continued being police thereafter. So John, for me, the problem is I don't see what the alternative is. The alternative is a NPA which is understaffed, underfunded, and is going to go after a couple of people unsuccessfully. Well, let's rather choose a couple of them we can have a full go at and see what happens. It can't get worse than it is. That's all, we all want something to happen, and we all have to be practical about it.
Robert, thank you very much. I understand you have a deadline, so we'll let you go, but thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Robert Applebaum is a partner at Weber Wenzel.